The anomalies are conclusive proof that the moon exists, in a podcast as real and solid as those we already know about. Welcome to Four Seasons in a Funeral, the podcast about Chosen's and one other one we'll probably talk about. Today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 4, Fiction Primeval, titled Breakfast Club. I'm Charlie, and I'm joined by David Uwu.
I'm David Uwu.
And I'm Nick, still thankfully not Uwu.
Let me just start tacking on Uwu.
I refuse.
We could all be Uwu if we try hard enough.
We don't. We don't all need to be that, though.
We can't all be Uwu. Someone has to do the intro and outro.
Exactly.
David, don't you understand? This is the beginning of a new Buddhist-like religion. We're not trying to reach Nirvana. We're trying to reach Uwu.
Again, I think that religion already exists.
Yeah. Oh, no. How's everything? How's everything going for everyone? How have you been, David?
Pretty good.
Jumping right into
Sleepy today, but I guess it's been like, 2 weeks since we last recorded, so have quite a bit of things that have happened. The biggest one being the Surf and Turf burger I just had from McDonald's that I'm currently eating right now. So far, like a nice solid 7 out of 10. Pretty decent. I don't know how well it would be if it wasn't sitting cold in a bag for 4 hours, but reheated in an air fryer, 7 out of 10. Oh, and I guess I saw Les Mis as well.
Wait, David, but you haven't talked about the most important media that you keep us up to date with. What
Law and Order? There's been 2 weeks of
Law
fucking recap or reruns, dude.
Oh, no.
Already on a hiatus?
Wait, reruns?
There's 4 episodes out.
Yeah, trust me. I was fucking pissed as well. The first new episode came out yesterday after 2 weeks of reruns. And I'm like, you're on episode 4. How are you doing reruns already?
Like, that's
I was astounded.
How?
I was truly astounded.
The sheer balls on the network to do that.
Hey, Law and Order only gave us 19 episodes instead of like the like 21 that we wanted. Just rerun 2 episodes. It's like, oh, when? Weeks 5 and 6.
Sorry, there were 5 episodes out, and then they did reruns for 2 weeks.
So fucking wild.
I really, David, you gotta let us know if, like, after another 5 episodes, if they start reruns again. Like, please.
What is the point of that, right? Like,
What happened?
Because you can't be waiting for the episodes to still be filmed, can you?
Like, no, there's no way.
You gotta have at least the majority of the season filmed. It'd be astounding if you're like, fuck, we've done our 5 episode backlog. Go get the actors. We gotta film more. Like,
what? But why?
Trust me, I don't know. I'm also astounded by the decision.
Huh. Like, I was just trying to think if there were, like, major events or anything that happened over the last 2 weeks from that side as well, that, like, major, like, television events that they'd be like, hey, we don't want to be competing with this. It's not like the Olympics were happening. It's not like there's been playoffs for any sports.
I think there was something that they didn't want to compete with. I just don't remember what it was, because it was such, like, a minor-ass fucking thing. And I'm like, Law & Order is the only, like, live television I currently care about. And for it to be, like, immediately on hiatus, it's like, what the fuck? Come on.
Maybe it's only going to get 5 episodes. We can have a 4 episodes of a funeral TV show.
Episode 6 came out yesterday. No. I just need to watch it still.
Well, there goes that dream. How about you, Charlie? How's life been?
Very blurry since I stared directly into the sun for.
Did you Google? Nope. Why do my eyes hurt afterwards?
No, because I can't see my keyboard.
That's the most astounding part of that to me is the people Googling why do my eyes hurt afterwards.
Wait, David, looking up Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent, it has the release dates a week apart.
They're lying to you.
March 7th, March 14th, March 21st. Apparently, episode 6 came out March 28th.
It didn't.
Episode 7 came out April 4th. Episode 8 came out April
11th. I don't know what to
11th.
Tell you, but it didn't.
They're lying to you.
Like, I don't know what else I can say to you, Charlie. They didn't.
Why is it so fucking delayed? What the hell?
Was there some like controversy in Toronto and they're like, we gotta let that like calm down before we like air this episode that's gonna be like suspiciously close to that controversy?
All right, episode 6, the death of an executive at a major grocery chain sends the detectives into a cutthroat business of selling food and corporate corruption.
Yo!
Oh no! Do you think they delayed it because of...
Get them!
Oh, do you think they delayed it because of all the Loblaw shit going on?
Maybe?
Oh, that'd be so weird. But yeah, the Wikipedia has it correct. It's March 21st and then April 11th.
Okay.
They must have been delayed then. If there are air dates that are incorrect on there.
Okay, so it got delayed. There's definitely a reason behind that. The networks definitely had a reason for that. Is it Galen Weston? Like, is it...
The thing is, I can't find anything that talks about why it was delayed, because no one's talking about this show.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I am. I've been talking about this show.
David has.
You're the only one.
Oh, a repeat due to NCAA basketball.
Oh, March Madness. March Madness. Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Never mind. There were quote-unquote playoffs, just college basketball.
Which we obviously do not care about from the fact that none of us remember.
Because basketball's so boring.
I was thinking about the major sports and like the watchability of a sport, right? Because I remember like one of the reasons why Overwatch went down to 5 players was they were saying like it's better for esports because it's less complicated, right? I'm just trying to think of the 4 major like actual sports, like the most watchable one has got to be football, right?
In order, for my personal preferences, in order, hockey, football, baseball, basketball. With the caveat that baseball is almost exclusively a second screen.
The problem with hockey is if you don't know the rules of hockey, there's a higher barrier of entry to get excited about watching hockey than I feel football. I feel like
really?
Football...
Really? Because football is... Especially like with football, the amount of flags thrown in modern football.
No, but I feel like football is like the perfect lowest barrier because it's such a simple game when you boil it down. It is just get the ball to the other side and then men run at each other at full force and just like, oh, the ball didn't make it. Okay, cool. Like, you know exactly when to be excited. Where so in Charlie, hockey, like, there's more of a finesse and technique that you're watching for. Like that as someone who doesn't know the rules of hockey or who's never played hockey, it's like harder for me to get excited. Like the only thing that excites me is like, oh, they're close to the net, I think. Oh, no, something's happened. Oh, no, they're gone. Okay, never mind.
So Charlie, I would agree with you, except I would swap. Baseball's definitely at the bottom for me. But like I would said, agree with you with hockey. Why I agree though with David in terms of like just general like the watchability and things like that, I would argue that it has a lot more to do with the fact that there are more stoppages and breaks in football that allow for a play to occur and then you hear announcers discuss the play and talk about the play.
I think that's why I'm saying it has the lowest barrier to entry out of the
four literally
sports.
Get taught it like every time that you watch it. You are taught and hear parts of the thing. And if not, someone beside you will be able to teach it to you, and they can do it without interrupting the action. Hockey, that's not the case.
Pretty much at the end of every play, the announcers go like, oh, that was blah, 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 blah. Or like, they caught this, or they should have caught that. Like, there is literally a breakdown after every play.
That's fair. I think my main issue with not liking basketball is I don't understand some structures in basketball and how they adapt over the game. Like, I enjoy football a whole lot more now that I can read offenses and defenses, even a
right.
Yeah, part of why I enjoy like I've enjoyed watching basketball in the past is because I played it and like played it to a spot where, like, I had to, like, study and learn, like, parts mm-hmm. of the game, at least. Sure, it was back in high school, and it was just high school basketball. Like, yeah, but
that's,
like,
still,
I had
that's
to learn
still
how to play
game
it.
Knowledge. Like, that's still it, game it was sense game knowledge, like, of basketball it was game knowledge. In general.
Exactly. So, like, I'm able to, like, watch certain, like, I was able to, like, especially back in high school, was able to, like, watch certain plays and be like, oh, I can see what they're going for here. I can see this interesting sort of defensive strategy that's forming off of sort of, like, the basic of what you know. Because, yeah, like, you learn basic offensive and defensive strategies, obviously, in, like, when you're on, like, a basketball team. And then you see in the NBA where it's, like, they don't do those, but, man, you can see the remains, the little tiny remains of what's,
you can see
of what
how
you
advanced they are. Like, it's the same concept, yeah. just executed way better.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, here I was learning how to play, like, this box or this triangle sort of strategy. And it's like, yep, they're not doing that anymore. But, man, there's sort of a like, whisper of that here. And whatever they're doing is way more advanced. And you, like, start to pick up on that side. And that was cool. Yeah.
It's also, yeah. for me, modern NBA is just such bullshit on so many levels.
Yep.
Night in and night out. Like, the reputation calls, weak fouls all over the place, even weaker technicals. I can't watch it.
Yep, but
I have enough of an issue watching NHL refs fuck up calls night in and out.
Baseball, I would say as well, is like very easy to understand what is supposed to be exciting.
But right? not enough is happening. It
yeah,
doesn't have that
but
frequency
it's so
of play
boring.
That football
game. Like, the things that are exciting are like, they happen so infrequently.
Baseball is on the same level as curling, or you could argue.
How
no,
dare you?
I would say, okay, if we open this up, okay, opening this up, what do you think are the most watchable sports in general? I think curling has got to be one of the most watchable sports.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
so, no,
it's shuffleboard on
second,
ice.
Curling's the second, like, that. Throw that shit on in the background.
Like, when you watch Olympic curling, like, high-level Olympic curling has got to be one of the most watchable things. Because it's so easy to understand what they're trying to do, is my thing. Right? Like,
okay,
from
so,
a top-down
so
perspective,
I think there's a difference.
You see the board, and then, like, it's so easy to understand what is supposed to be exciting.
Okay,
that's
so
what,
I'm
that's
realizing
what I'm saying is watchable to me. Like,
it's yeah, it's not enjoyability, it's watchability.
Well, also I enjoy
it,
but also
for.
Just like as a sport, like I feel like that's the problem yeah. with some sports is that you don't appreciate it unless you know the rules or you've played the sport and that like, you
Looking
understand how
you,
difficult it
cricket.
Is. You're right. Like,
oh man. Oh,
I love watching cricket. It's such a fun sport. God, it took me a while to actually fully understand what
oh,
the fuck
cricket.
Is going on.
Wait, have any of you guys seen any of, like, the Aussie rules? Like, have any of you guys seen, like, Aussie rules football?
Aussie rules football is great.
It's fun to watch. I still don't know the fucking rules.
You don't need to know the rules.
But here's the thing. That's the thing. It's on the wildly opposite end of, yeah. like, what we were just talking about. Because it's like, rules? The fuck are those? What the fuck is happening? Why is this yeah. man getting, like, stretchered off and massaged before he has to go back out on the field?
Wait, why is that guy able to jump up cleanly onto his opponent's shoulders? What the fuck's going on there? Doesn't matter. Rugby's the same thing for me, like, a loose concept on rules. Why are they throwing the ball in the middle? Why are they all holding each other's shoulders? I don't care. It's a bunch of big men tackling each other. Throw that shit on.
Yeah, soccer has got to be one of the bad ones for that, I feel, though.
Oh, like, you just pissed off, like, a seventh of the world.
Yeah, and a seventh of the world, a seventh of the world plays soccer, so they know what's exciting, is what I'm saying. If you don't play soccer, it's just people running for, like, 90 minutes.
Not even. It's some people running, others slowly walking up the pitch because they're on defense and they don't need to run.
Yeah,
but for some reason, we're focusing on this guy lifting up his shirt to wipe his face as he slowly pulls his socks up and walks up the field.
Oh, man. It's certainly a sport. And
you just don't know what's supposed to be exciting. Like, watching soccer in, like, a crowd is shocking to me because people cheer and I'm like, what happened? They just ran. Like, why are you cheering?
Oh, they had
why
such
are
a
you
close...
getting excited?
They had such an excellent chance there. Yeah, but he kicked the ball 20 feet to the right of the net.
Like, it went nowhere near the net. Why are we excited?
I would certainly say, yeah, so, okay. I think definitely the biggest, like, the other thing that we're, like, sort of, like, hinting at a little bit here, but we're not, like, fully getting into, is how this relates to, like, YouTube shorts, or, like, shorting down, like, your, like, attention economy. Soccer, terrible for that. Soccer is not attention economy sort of thing for those 90 minutes. Part of the reason I think why basketball is so, like, is, like, the top one in terms of watchability is a team has 24 seconds with the ball. That is just the right amount of attention, like, attention economy to, like, keep people interested.
So you're saying we need to introduce a shot clock into soccer?
So for soccer, we need to make the field smaller and essentially make it, like, handball size. Like, you guys ever watched, like, handball?
Handball's interesting every time the Olympics comes on and there's nothing else to watch.
Handball's a wild thing. Actually, on that note, water polo. You guys ever watch a water polo game?
Water polo is terrifying to watch just because I'm like, I couldn't swim for
water. That's not even why it's that terrifying. What's terrifying about it is it's like, wow, those people are just fighting each other, but in like, you know, three dimensions instead of two because they can push them underwater. Like,
I think the coolest thing about water polo is the on the fly penalties.
Yes,
where it's like, oh, hey,
penalties is sweet.
You did a naughty thing. Go swim over to the penalty box. Also, play is going to continue whilst you're swimming over there.
Yep. And then you're over there for a period of time, then you get to come back out. Water polo is wild. David, you should watch a water polo game at some point, probably when you're like high. I would suggest just like, hi, David, instead of watching anime one day, just watch a water polo game.
Oh, but I have so much anime to watch, dude.
I know.
It's David, a really good season water for polo anime.
There's so much anime to watch.
There's got to be a water polo anime, right?
Remain.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Charlie searched the same thing.
12 episodes aired from July 4th, 2021 to October 3rd.
This is fucking yaoi bait, though. This is like the same crowd for free.
And David?
Oh, fucking Studio MAPPA animated it? Jesus Christ. You give your animators a break.
I wouldn't be shocked if this wasn't in the same universe as Free.
It's not. Studio MAPPA did it.
That seems like a slam dunk. Is spin-off Free into other yaoi bait water-based sports?
No, there's just tons of copies, like cats. There was a fucking yaoi bait, like, not free-running anime.
Of course there was.
Which was, I think, nonsense. Because, like, again, they're just running. I don't know why that's exciting. Maybe I just don't find running exciting. Maybe that's
David
my problem.
Sees people running and goes, oh, that looks like hard work.
I see people running and going, why?
Nick, you know John Boy, right, on YouTube?
Yes.
David, I don't know if you've ever come across him.
Videos, yeah.
Well, it turns out a while ago he bought a warehouse in New Jersey and just created a sports league with his friends, and so they have it's called Blitzball, where it's kind of like wiffle ball but with a different ball, but they've just created multiple sports leagues that they play out of this warehouse, and they call it the Warehouse Games. But because they're friends with a lot of people, they have like one of the reporters for the Colorado Rockies, like she's there as a sideline reporter, and they have a professional pitching coach and guys who have nice. Done professional sports commentary doing commentary for their shitty warehouse game blitzball tournament. And it's the most high production. They have multiple camera angles. They have a review system. It's nice. Amazing. And it got to the point where they're like, yeah, so we have Blitzball. We did floor hockey. Let's do a weird cricket adaptation. Then we're just going to invent a game that's basically handball, but a little bit different. And we're going to call it Slapball. And now we're just making up games because I'm bored and I want to play games in this warehouse I bought. And it's amazing. Highly recommend you check it out. Because some of the videos are like an hour long, and it's just worth it.
Incredible.
That's very good. That's like what you do when you have so much money. Yeah. Like, that's the ideal things.
That's put me back into John Boy, like John Boy back into my plus column. He was in the negatives because he shit all over the Blue Jays for no reason other than the fact that he's a Yankees fan.
I mean, that sounds like he has a reason.
That's a very clear reason. Like, Charlie, will you shit on the Bruins at every possible moment?
Yes, because they suck and Boston is a racist city.
Yeah, but also, everyone else will shit on the Leafs. Because anyone who's not in Toronto will shit on the Leafs. Mm-hmm. We are the worst.
And they get negatives in my book. I don't know what the issue here is.
I see.
They have their reasons, I have mine.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for playoffs again, so you can get angry at my cousin for a while.
I'm always angry at your cousin.
I know. It's great.
I don't know if he's being a shit on purpose sometimes, but sometimes he says things and I actually have to just put my phone down and go, I'm not engaging, not today. This is for Nick's other cousin to deal with.
I can't get into this. I must let blood deal with blood.
But actually, though,
it's all right if they say what I want to say because they're related.
I can't be mean to him because I'm an outsider.
I need to funnel my vibes to this other person.
It's really funny because, like, it's not really ever gotten to a spot where, like, I've had to, like, step in and be like, all right, what the fuck, guys? Like,
that's because everyone there is reasonable at the very least.
And also, when one person takes it a little bit too far, typically backs down.
Yeah.
There's not that much acceleration that happens.
Oh boy, guess who's beaten someone 9-3 in the third place game in fantasy hockey?
Ah, that sounds about right. my team kind of just fell apart once, legitimately the week before. I lost to the managerless team, like, 11-1.
Oh, no.
And I was starting my players. They just didn't perform.
I'm looking at your roster right now. Out, day-to-day, day-to-day. And one of your goalies is out. Like,
it's real bad.
This is not okay.
No, like, I don't know what happened. I had a good season, and then I just got shit on to end it.
I'm happy that I'm even competing for third place, so I'll take that.
Given that my one cousin who was in first for most of the season just fell off a cliff, like, actually just straight off a cliff.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, sports are fun.
Either way.
Audience, yeah. go watch some sports of your choice, be they...
Exactly.
I mean,
instead of Primeval.
CSGO is genuinely exciting.
Stage 2 of the Overwatch CS started. Toronto is once again destroying.
Nice. Get them, Toronto. Fucking
it feels
get
like
them.
That's turning into like a more official version of Joe versus Pro. If anyone remembers that.
It just feels cruel that they're still competing.
Oh man, it's awesome. I'm really glad that Toronto was the only team.
I guess
to stick around.
I have to get Toronto Fire Merge at some point, right? Like,
you gotta do it, David. You gotta do it right after they lose to like one of the Korean teams, because like that's still gonna happen. Like, sure, they may be the best in North America. They're still gonna lose to one of the Korean teams.
I mean, half their players are Korean. It's like, yeah.
I don't think that's enough, David. Oh man.
You think if we try hard enough we could get Law and Order Toronto to add spots for the trial?
Probably.
How are you planning,
but also,
how are you
how
planning
are we
on trying
that?
Hard enough? Yeah, like what are
we
what
gotta
are
we gotta start an
this?
Artificial grassroots campaign. We gotta AstroTurf.
Okay.
I see.
We'll make a whole bunch of bots and then just go, oh, you wanna support real Torontonians? You gotta sponsor these Koreans playing Overwatch. Toronto in their name.
I can get an official Overwatch League Toronto Final Way jersey for $30.
That's shockingly cheap.
It's because it's it's because it's owl merch.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. This is beautiful. When it eventually, yeah. There we go. That is Antonio
Christ.
Brown, by the way.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord.
Jesus.
What an insane thing to say.
Antonio, you're lucky that sometimes you're funny.
Oh my god. All right.
Nick, are you ready to hop onto the NHL shop on the 18th and buy up as many cheap Coyotes jerseys as you can?
Yo, actually, that sounds hype. I'm down.
Wait, why?
The Coyotes have been in arena hell for a while. They're playing out of a university stadium where the university team has precedence in scheduling. It's a shit show. Not a guarantee that they're going to be able to win a bid for land to build a new stadium. And so a whole bunch of news suddenly came out the last days. They're going to be sold to someone and moved to Utah, specifically Salt Lake City.
You ready, David? What's your Utah like name? What do you think name should be for this?
It will be the
it's a hockey,
hockey team.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be the Utah something because I think there's state
Utah Wranglers.
I was gonna say Utah Storm and Mormons, but I don't think they're
Storm
gonna go for it.
Storm and Mormons.
Salt Lake City has a shockingly high population of Mormons.
Yeah, Utah's the Mormon capital.
I think someone said they're the Beehive State, so like Utah Stinger, something like that could be good.
The Utah Latter Day Saints.
I'm a
Latter Day Saints.
I'm a big fan of them either just stealing the Coyotes and just being the Utah Coyotes, which would be hilarious.
Should I drop $100 in Toronto Defiant merch?
You should drop $100 on Arizona Coyotes merch.
What are you buying that's $100 from them?
A hoodie, a jersey, and a hat.
You do need the hat, though. Like, you gotta get the hat.
Yeah, for your hat collection that you
I don't know why it's called a dad hat. That seems derogatory.
I think it's a strap at the back.
That's just
but why
the hat
is that
style.
Called a dad hat?
Because dads wear them.
Called a dad hat? Wait, David, that's also the limited edition hat?
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
Still have all this merch from the finals of Overwatch League on sale.
Oh my god.
Is that 50% off?
Nice.
Just donate it so that some poor kids in Africa fucking owl merch.
Never.
Where do you think they bought these from? Where do you think they get these manufactured? What do you mean?
The African kids were like, get this shit out of here. We don't wear merch from leagues that don't exist anymore.
All right. I guess we should start talking about Primeval.
All right, real quick, what has Nick been up to? Frisbee, he saw an eclipse. Good, I'm done.
You had so many opportunities to say that earlier. We talked about sports for like 30 minutes, dude.
Legitimately forever.
This is what happens when we don't record in a couple of weeks. Like, stuff happens.
Stuff happens, and we also have just the ability to go like, yeah, I want to talk about these things.
Yeah.
Also, when we haven't like just hung out in a bit as well, because like we've only done D&D for the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
All right. The TV guide for this episode of Primeval that we will be talking about. Students in Saturday detention are in for a surprise when a Therocephalian gets really downplaying the number of Therocephalians.
Also, they really downplaying the amount of death. That happened?
Dude, this episode has a child death. That was as shocking to me as friend death from season one.
It was fucking like, hardcore.
A bunch of people straight up die.
Yeah. Well, only two.
Two people straight up die.
Two people.
Yeah. And it's fucking brutal. Like.
Also, who came up with Saturday detention is such a bullshit thing?
That's crazy.
If I'm the teacher in charge of that, I'm quitting. Don't make me work
weekends.
It's bad
all around. It's just bad for everyone. Like, just don't do it.
Did either of you have a real bad detention or anything once?
Because I was a good kid.
Oh. Never mind.
So when I was in grade three, one of the kids in our class was just a real shit. And eventually graduated from getting solo detentions to having the entire class get detention because of them.
Dang.
Hey, collective trying punishments to make people against angry. The Geneva Convention.
Yeah, it's I was pissed about it. Like I'd come out from like school at the end of the day, like 15 minutes later, my mom was like, what was going on? It's like, I had detention. She's like, why? And I was like, because one of the other students in my class was doing something bad. She's like, that's... She was so pissed.
Yeah, that's my kid. I'm calling the school and being like, why are you punishing my child for your inability to handle another student's behavior?
Yeah, I was not pleased.
No, I
those are my defensions.
I got into a fight once.
Even no.
That resulted in like I think it was like a 4-hour detention total.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything was chill. No what one was do? That hurt. I just got into a fight.
Did you punch a 9th grader because they touched a microphone they weren't allowed to?
No. No.
Did you punch a senior as a 9th grader for touching a microphone they weren't supposed to?
No.
This was I'm assuming this was pre-high school.
You shove a 4th grader down the stairs?
No, this was middle school. It was the same person, the same grade as me.
Middle school makes sense. That all makes sense.
But they were like, you shove them down
they were
the stairs?
Like 2 heads taller than me as well, which was, I think, the most ridiculous part.
Okay, so the kid was average height.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, no.
You kind of just left that one out there, to be fair.
How dare you? No, that's how I got the scar on one of my knuckles. I broke my... I cut my hand on their glasses.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
David, no.
I have a wicked, like, it's small now because I got it in middle school, but I have a scar, like, right below the knuckle on my ring finger on my right hand from breaking it on a kid's glasses. He shouldn't have been wearing such cheap glasses.
Incredible.
If a 12-year-old could break him with a punch. Right? Right?
Oh, no.
Not my David. Fault.
What the fuck?
Oh,
it's
no.
Not my fault?
Yes, it is, because you punched him.
He was asking for it.
What?
2 heads taller than me. It's his fault for getting in punching range.
Him being taller than you is not cause to punch him. Otherwise, Nick and I would be black and blue.
You know, it was a thing.
All right. We'll get this story another time, I guess.
Yeah.
That wasn't even the worst fight I was in middle school.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, there's 3 kids in Saturday detention. 1 popular kid or girl and 2 nerds. One of the nerds ends up being on the OA. It was a good show, and then Netflix canceled it because I'm not saying they're wrong for canceling a weird show. I'm saying I'm upset. Yeah, go watch the OA. You'll be upset at the ending because it doesn't continue, but it's still... yeah, and the teacher's like, oh, don't move or talk. I'll know. I'm going to go get some junk food because they're forcing me to work weekends. And then he puts his arm in the vending machine and gets bitten by the fucking dinosaur. But the dinosaur is bigger than the vending machine.
I have so many questions about what occurs here.
But also, if you scroll down to your error section on the wiki page, it just says a therocephalian of that size could not have fit in a vending machine that small.
No shit. Thanks, Wiki.
Thanks, Wiki. You really got me on that one.
It's so why?
Ugh. But hey, yeah, that's fine.
The teacher's dead and no one hears this, I guess. I think that we cut back to the Ark. Do we cut back to the Ark?
Basically?
Or we cut back to Matt's apartment?
Matt's apartment where Matt's waking up and there's like a weird moment with the fucking past Victorian era woman where like it's like, oh, turn around, I'm getting dressed. And it's like supposed to be weird and flurry, but it just feels weird and predatory to me. Because, like,
yes.
She's has no support structure, and she's just, like, a strange woman who's living in your apartment, and you're telling her not to leave? Like,
ew. Yeah, she literally knows nothing about this time period, has no resources, yeah.
Yeah, like, not comfy energy, my dude.
Would struggle to get support from the government because she doesn't have any ID or citizen.
Well, also, in the last episode, we saw that they're declaring them not people, right? Like... They don't have rights, apparently.
Yeah, that part was cool. That part was definitely cool and normal. But don't worry, it's fine. this episode, we're just gonna have Borg like trying to take away
creatures' lives.
Yeah, literally, yeah, the lives of creatures.
Yeah, because Philip is just like, hey, Abby, I think we should kill all the creatures. And the most manager talk possible goes, I'm glad we had this talk. I feel better. And I don't know, because she even clarifies, like, do you include Rex in this? Appearing to have some leeway for, if we have a super aggressive carnivore, sure, we can kill it. The herbivores, you kind of got to leave alone. And he's like, yeah, including Rex. And then ask Connor for his input, and Connor isn't immediately like, you take my kids away from me over my dead body. Which leads,
to be fair,
to conflict.
Connor is like, what, one episode since he was like off the team?
Yes.
Like he's barely also back on the team.
But I don't know if he's back on the team because like Philip's like, yeah, sure, cool. He spent the entirety of last episode trying to fix Philip's fuck up with the lockdown thing.
Nah, that could never be Philip's fault.
It's crazy that Philip nearly died in that, and then he's deciding to blame the dinosaurs and nothing else.
Yeah.
He's a wildly rich asshole. Like, that's not shocking.
I just, like, blame Connor, if anything, not the dinosaurs.
Grimes broke up with Elon Musk and he went, ah, trans people are the issue. Like, this isn't surprising.
Did you see his fucking alt account, his burner yeah. account, tweeting about it?
One of his burners?
Oh, no. I have not seen this.
The tweet is something like, oh, I can't believe Grimes broke up with Mr. X or Mr. SpaceX.
I bet the kids want to hang out with the Tesla daddy or something.
Yeah.
No way. Oh, yeah. No.
And it came out in a court case. It came out in a court case that it was one of his burners because they asked him under threat of perjury. So he was just like, yes, that is one of my accounts.
He continues to hold the title of the most divorced man.
Just like the human embodiment of an incel. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, man. What a person.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Connor doesn't speak up in Rex's defense, which means Connor is once again a shitbag and deserves to die. And Abby rightfully is like, you know what? Fuck you. And we even see she taught Rex the same tricks that David has taught Echo. Like, he could do a spin around. I'm sure he could. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's got does know a lot of tricks for a cat.
He also knows yell until I get food.
Yes. Yes, that's his best trick. He does it every day.
It's his favorite one.
He does it every day multiple times. Fucker.
But yeah, and then Abby goes to Jess to be like, hey, do you want to help me bust these animals out? And she's like, yeah, sure. Everything is deserving of life. And then she directs the team to the anomaly and then watches the popular girl. She leaves the detention room and gets killed by one of the creatures.
Oops.
And changes her entire viewpoint on the entire subject,
that's pretty reasonable.
No, it's not. That, Nick, that's the equivalent of a backyard breeder or something bought a tiger. That tiger got loose and killed a kid. Therefore, every animal in a zoo needs to be euthanized.
It'd be like if you saw someone get mauled by a tiger and went, gotta put the cat down, can't have those around.
Gotta put every tiger and cat, even especially those in captivity, down. That's Jess's, I've gotten a reality check, like, or a real big wake-up call. No, fuck you, Jess, stay objective. What kids are nearby your containment facility?
But Charlie, what if they Jurassic Park it?
Just don't let people view them. I don't know what to tell you.
Which is,
don't cheap out on everything. That's like the morality of Jurassic Park.
We're getting to it, but I'm assuming that you also had the same reaction to me to a later, like, just lore drop that happens here.
Maybe?
Of just confusion. The, like, Lester being like, yeah, one day the world's gonna know about this. It's like, oh, what? Yeah.
It's astounding to me that they went back to This Is Secret for this season. Considering
we watched the, we're pretty sure, canon webisodes where they showed Parliament
being attacked by raptors. How does the world not know about this?
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Parliament was attacked by raptors. They record those. Like, British Parliament, like,
it's live streamed, even.
Yeah.
It would have been, think about how much more interesting season 4 is if the news gets out and they are now this huge organization because they have to try and get full control over an anomaly, and they're fighting with private corporations who are trying to, like, there's so many more interesting storylines you could do.
It would also make way more sense for why a private company is involved now. Like, it's secret and the government still went to a private company? Like, wait, what?
What do you think he puts on the shareholder reports?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Other board members are like, hey, man, where's this, like, $5 billion in R&D going?
Hey, we spent $5 billion on a research facility. Okay, cool, what are you researching? Don't worry about it.
I can't tell you. It's classified. Okay? Weapons?
No. Warm superconductors.
It's such nonsense. Like,
so
little effort put into world building to make this an actual, like, coherent sense. Or, like, of anything. Ugh.
To interrupt this with live breaking news, the Arizona Coyotes have been apparently formally they are being relocated.
Ooh.
Official
announcement will come out April. I'm glad to tune in to their last game.
I'm glad that my cousin got to go see one of their, like, got to see the Leafs play them this past, like, season in Arizona. It'll be the last Leaf game in Arizona for a long time, probably.
Yeah, because the rumors are if they do get the arena built, they just get an expansion franchise that gets to call them Coyotes, much like the
Winnipeg Jets.
Kind of.
Like, kind of. I don't know what to say about that.
Winnipeg Jets situation is so fucked. But yeah.
It's so fucked.
That's now a formal thing. Goodbye, Arizona. You tried your best. Your owners are shit. That's kind of all I can say.
Hello, Utah.
See those alcohol sales for the Mormons.
It's crazy how much, like, Mormonism has had effect on culture.
Apparently it's going down in Utah.
I mean, but just in general, like, Twilight is so Mormon. It's ridiculous. And, like, that is such a big culture thing. Also, like, Brando Sando is Mormon as well. And, like, looking his books through that lens, it's like, ugh. There's some problematic things here if you look at it through Mormonism.
I think someone has been, like, a non-okay Mormon has been like, oh, yeah, he helped me through that. Everyone's like, wait. Brandon Sanderson helped you? And it's, yeah, he's a Mormon.
He's very active. He still tithes as well, which is a whole can of worms because of, like, the anti-LGBT stance Mormonism still has. Like, it is a whole can of worms and very problematic. But, no, it's just weird because, like, the biggest plot contrivance of Twilight is why doesn't Edward just turn Bella into a vampire? And, like, it's four fucking books all about that. And finally, what does it is he gets her pregnant. And so he's like, fuck, okay, yeah, we got to get married now. I'm going to make you a vampire. Like, that's literally what happens.
And it's fucking oops.
And it's the whole thing of, like, no, but you're going to lose your soul. And it's like, why do vampires care about souls this much? They're immortal beings. And it's like, oh, yes, it's because the author is a huge Mormon.
Before the last Twilight book came out, one of my sister's friends wrote some Twilight fan fiction that included Bella getting pregnant, the baby being a vampire, and the baby, like, draining her life force from... And then the fourth Twilight book came out, and that's kind of the plot point.
To be fair, it's the natural conclusion.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes sense.
I mean, I will say, why are vampire sperm still...
Stephanie Meyer actually did talk about that.
Oh, fuck off.
It's because Edward's a virgin. Edward's never had sex before.
What?
Edward's not only a virgin, Edward's a no-cum virgin.
But that doesn't make sense. They die so quickly.
No, but he's a vampire, so his sperm got vampirized.
Wait.
And that's the original sperm he's always had.
Wait. Okay, so he can't make any more.
No, he couldn't.
But he's got, you know, he's got her one on the chamber.
First shot.
Again, Stephanie Meyer is a Mormon. Guys, keep that in mind.
Wow.
Keep that in mind.
David, what a miracle that child is.
You might then also ask, wait, how does he get hard? He doesn't have blood. That doesn't make sense. And then Stephanie Meyer went, ah, don't worry. Venom works similar to blood in a vampire system.
What the fuck? This is so fucked. I'm
so glad I get to share this information with you.
Why do you know this?
Because I was in the Twilight fandom. What do you mean?
Yeah, no.
I was a bisexual preteen in the early 2000s. Of course I read Twilight and was way into the fandom. What do you mean?
This tracks. This all tracks.
Of course I know all about Twilight.
That might be the funniest thing you've said.
Just remember, Charlie, you gotta keep all these things in for the inevitable day when you get to be David's best man and get to give that speech. You can lead it off with, I knew David was always the perfect man for insert name here when he stated once on a podcast, and then play that audio.
I have a selection of clips from the shitty podcast David and I did with another friend in the 2020s.
Oh man.
It's beautiful. Oh. And Charlie, you can do better than this. This is on recording.
No,
you can turn this into your text tone.
I don't want every time David texts me to say, of course I was in the Twilight fandom. Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy David. Already takes up enough time and freaks me out enough when I forget about it.
Every time you tell me you forgot about it, it's so funny to me because you've done it to yourself.
Because like, I'm just chilling by myself, and then someone is talking to me.
Charlie, you need to make this. You need to make this your ringtone, so you know it's serious when you hear this line.
It's not a text tone. It's if I'm calling you. This
it's if he's calling you.
No, but then there's the risk that Dave is going to call me in public, and I have to be like, "Well, hold on now."
No, then you just go, oh, sorry, the podcast, my headphones,
Here's a business card for the podcast and the actual episode this is from. Scan that on Spotify, it'll bring you right to it.
I swear I'm not a weirdo.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
So, all right. While on the topic of vampires, though, this always bugged me, watching Buffy. At the end of, like, Buffy season one, Buffy drowns and needs to be resuscitated. And Angel has to tell Xander to do it, and he says, quote, I have no breath. So he can't do CPR because he has no air in his lungs, right?
Okay.
How does Spike smoke?
That he shouldn't be able to if he doesn't have breath.
Right? Like,
no, he installed a fan.
In his airways?
As you do.
You gotta be able to inhale and exhale, though.
Like, yeah, that's why you got the little switch.
But I don't, like, Bluetooth did not exist back then properly. Like, did he have a wired switch in his lungs?
Yeah. No. You just have the wire come out, and it's like, attached to, like, the back tooth. You, like, wiggle your mouth a little
the
bit.
The weirdest insulin, like, fucking pump ever. But it's just a switch for smoking. But yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. That shouldn't be a thing. Also, like, just because he's a vampire doesn't mean his lungs don't work. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's the entire thing. Is I think it's because Buffy hadn't quite figured out how their vampires work yet.
Right.
But yeah, that bugs me. Basically, every show that Maggie watches and I watch along with her, I just find plot holes and keep attacking them.
The podcast has poisoned your brain.
No, I've been like this for decades.
Yeah, sorry, no, we're doing the podcast because our brains are already poisoned, right?
This is not an A implies B. This is A because of B.
All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Fucking.
Shall we just skip to the end of this? Basically,
well, okay, where girl were we? Dies. Jess wants to euthanize all the tigers.
yep.
No, she wants to euthanize all the cats because of the tiger.
Yeah, all the cats. And then they find out. Oh shit! There's an entire swarm of them, and what's his face? Becker gets hurt. Matt saves him.
They think Becker's gonna die. There's a moment basically, where you're like, dang, are they gonna kill another main character? I really thought they were gonna kill Becker. And I'm like, man, no one wants to be on this show, eh?
just get them all out of here.
They can't kill Becker because he still has to bang Jess.
Oh my god. They have such a weird-ass energy. Like, they're trying to make it seem like chemistry. But, oh my god.
But then she also almost kills him putting his shirt on.
What are the costuming they're putting Jess in? Every outfit she has makes me uncomfortable.
She's a quirky girl.
It's like weird, quirky, like they're trying to make her seem quirky and put her like, it's uncomfortable because it's so male gaze. Like she's in weird short skirts and low cut blouses and like.
Male gaze don't care about short skirts on women, dude.
Oh, sorry. Of course. They're making her dress like a child. Like it feels very like young coded. But then it's so sexualized that it makes me uncomfortable. Like, it's the combination of the two. Like, if you're going to make her, like, because they did it with, what's her name? Previous woman, love interest.
Previous woman? Sarah?
No.
Egyptologist?
No. Fucking, I'm forgetting everyone's name. Guy who was cloned, died. That guy's love interest. Timeline shifted. What was her name?
Claudia Brown.
Yes, Claudia Brown. Because they put Claudia Brown in like sexy outfits all the time as well. But it was like, it wasn't coded weirdly.
It was like a mature sexy.
Yeah. Like it felt like, it definitely felt like fan service. But this feels worse. Like, I don't know why. I just think it's the style of outfit they're putting her
in. Yeah, Becker doesn't die. The action scenes really made me think, wow, this could be a cool VR game. It's kind of a shame Primeval was made before. Because you could have just do a quick scan and then have dinosaurs come at you and go, could have been fun. There's already VR games where you shoot dinosaurs.
I've talked about this. I've talked about this, I think, several times at this point, but like also was reminded during this of just Cabela's Dangerous Hunts.
Cabela's Dangerous Hunts is so good.
I want that game, but in VR. I want the VR version of that game.
Does Cabela's so that I can not
like
shoot have
hundreds of lions, like hundreds of them.
Oh my god, Cabela's,
but it's okay.
Have a VR?
Oh, definitely not. But like, yeah, David, have you seen any of Cabela's Dangerous Hunts?
I have that not. Game?
It's the worst.
It is a trip.
It's objectively the worst. Like, they're like, hey, go to Africa and shoot these lions. It's okay. They're coming at you.
Yes, I've seen this.
Like, it's like hundreds of lions. Like, you exterminate the population.
It makes no sense, where it's just like wolf after wolf after wolf is attacking you. Hey, if they're that unrealistic, I'm kind of okay with it. Like,
I kind of really want to play Cabela's now.
It's only because it's that unrealistic that it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're playing it and it's just like, wait, what do you mean? I've shot like 25 tigers.
Oh my god, I'm watching a clip of the first one and you're just in the back of a truck with a shotgun driving in front of a herd of water buffalo shooting them in the face.
Yes.
Oh no, there's a jaguar in the tree. Best shoot that fucker. Like,
is that also the one where like you get the slow down shoot the head? Like it gives you the skull to shoot at?
I don't know. He's just hip firing a sniper rifle at some vultures.
It's an incredible game. I would highly recommend that we stream this game at some point.
I think we may have to stream. What the fuck?
Is there one with dinosaurs? If there's one with dinosaurs, we gotta do it, right?
That's Turok.
No, Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012.
Does it have dinosaurs?
Wait, what?
Animals. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Velociraptor. Snow Leopard. Yak. Triceratops.
Yo!
Oh god. Okay, so it's a PS3 game.
So we're gonna need a weird emulator for this. Did it come out on the Wii?
Wait,
the Dolphins
on.
Easy
hold
to emulate.
On. The Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012. This is from Cabela's.fandom. Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012 is an upcoming 2019 video game.
No. Wait, it came out on the Wii. We can just play this thing on Dolphin. We're good.
It also came out on the DS.
Are there dinosaurs, though? Are there actually?
This is far by the darkest.
I need to know if there's dinosaurs specifically in the story mode,
but I'm trying to find footage of it.
Jurassic Frontier is in the Wii version only. So we
There we go.
We have to
play
the Wii version.
The Wii.
We gotta play the Wii version. Oh man, the story mode for this game is insane.
Oh no, the T-Rex is not listed as a version exclusive animal.
Okay.
Velociprey is though. Okay, I'll do some testing.
There's some background testing that's gonna have to
see how
here.
Easy it is to do the mouse emulation for a Wii remote, but yeah, we may have to play through some Cabela's.
I would like to point out that in Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012 as well, the player travels to Namibia and hunts white rhinos alongside other things.
Oh no. Can we only do the dinosaur level, please?
No, we're playing through it all.
Are we gonna speedrun? Oh wait, sorry. Speedrun.com.
Yes.
What is the speedrun?
Oh, to wrap up the episode, Lester threatens Philip to expose the dinosaur shit and like be like, you'll be looked upon poorly, so that saves them. Abby gives Lester a hug. He's uncomfortable with it. But that's the jumping off point for my Abby Lester slash fic.
There you go.
There is not a single Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012 for us.
We can speedrun this game.
The first
again.
One. Let's go.
Speedrun 2.
Why isn't it there? Why is 2013 there but not 2012?
I'm looking. 2013, I think, has better reviews. Or no, it's 2011 Special Edition. Has. Oh, it's only by one vote. Someone gave it a 10 on a site I'm on.
Wait, there's a Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2012?
Yeah, that's what we're talking.
2011 and 2013.
Or sorry, Big Game Hunter.
That is a different game. Dangerous Hunts is the important one.
Oh my god. Right.
Dangerous Hunts is 2012. Dangerous Hunts is the important part.
Wait, what? 2012 doesn't exist? What am I looking at?
What is Cabela's Survival is the big... Shadows of Cat Mai?
Oh.
Okay.
Because
audience, we'll come back to this because this has opened up a world.
Will
this be the series that gets me into making video essays where I do a serious retrospective of maybe? Oh my god, this is amazing. They saved the school kids. The nerds were originally going to upload the now dead popular girl's really shitty X Factor audition, but they're like, "Ah, she's dead. We probably shouldn't." Yeah, and then that's it. That's
sorry, we didn't talk much about the episode.
This is infinitely more interesting.
Audience, we got way distracted.
Like incredibly distracted.
Okay. Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2011 has an any percent run. 7 months ago was the last run at 1 hour 33 minutes.
Oh, we can beat that, right?
Probably.
Also, audience, because this episode reminded me and seems to now have us on the path to having to play one of the Cabela's Dangerous Hunts games, this episode gets a 3.
I'm putting 3s down for everyone.
Yep.
with an asterisk of was reminded Cabela's was reminded.
Was reminded that this insane franchise exists.
Cabela's video game franchise.
I'm not seeing any footage of dinosaurs is my concern.
Yeah. I don't think the Dangerous Hunts has dinosaurs in it. I will say specifically for the 2011 like box art, I'm assuming, is hilarious.
With the bear like reaching out over a guy as he's stretching
as
out
he's
for a
grasping
revolver.
For his pistol.
Yeah.
Like, what an insane image. I'm sorry.
And I didn't realize that. There's a plot?
Yes. The story. Yes, there's a plot.
Should we play the first Cabela's game?
Cabela's Treasure Hunt
for the PS2. Xbox, I think we have to. Windows.
But the graphics look so much worse.
I didn't think that's kind of the point.
Okay, so it got a 68 out of 10 on the PC.
Wait, no, David, this was made in 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And it received not good scores.
All right, okay. Okay, when did Season 4 of Primeval premiere?
good call.
2011.
I know this.
So we have to start with Cabela's 2011.
Really?
Yeah.
It premiered that late?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be too late. I thought it'd be sooner.
Do you want to play this on the DS?
The DS? Like we did Merlin?
No, I refuse. If there's a stick game, I quit.
There's a Nintendo DS version. I think we have to do the Nintendo DS version.
Oh, don't make me do the
David,
DS version.
David, you can do the Nintendo DS version. I will...
I think we have to do Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2011 on Nintendo DS.
That sounds horrible.
That sounds like a you project. I'm going to download the Wii ones.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I need a trailer. I need game footage. How does this look?
you need anything. Oh, I found game footage for you, David. Oh no, that's not a lot of pixels.
Oh my god, it looks horrendous.
Oh, that's really not that many pixels.
It looks so bad.
Oh no. Audience, get hyped. This is maybe gonna come.
This is definitely gonna come.
Alright,
just, like Edward the first time he had sex with Bella, it's definitely gonna come.
Oh no.
And then result in a child.
Am I gonna set up fucking game capture in my DS?
Oh, are you gonna you're gonna do the
That might be the best way to do it. I don't know if you can stream. There's probably a utility for the 3DS where you could stream across.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as I can capture it on my PC, right? There's a way. I know there's a way to stream your screen contents to PC, and then I just need to set it up for recording, right?
How do I record footage on a 3DS in 2022?
All right. Oh, no. Anyways, we will figure this out.
Oh no! One second. Yeah, we'll figure this out. In the meantime, I need to share this beautiful moment with you guys. YouTube, what the fuck? All right, never mind. Tell you guys what moment to go to
just
in this.
Someone do the outro so we can keep investigating Cabela's outside of the recording.
Audience, we gave this all threes. No one watched this episode. This episode was watched by three human beings. Several years later. By the way, just skip ahead to I think it was like 13, 16 or so, and watch the animal like die and then clip through the world.
Oh, those rocks!
It's incredible.
Bad.
It's really
bad. It looks like an N64 game.
This looks like GoldenEye.
I'm so excited.
David, did you see the blood spatter and then just zoom into the rock?
Oh, runs through the rock. Oh my god.
Anyways, audience, hey, thanks so much for listening to this. Go onto our YouTube channel or just subscribe or don't subscribe to our Twitch channel. We're not worth that. But follow us on Twitch. We don't stream enough for it to be worthwhile to subscribe. Follow us on Twitch so you can watch the horrifying gameplay that will be coming out for Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2011, I guess. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to give us a like on whatever podcatching service of choice you use. That is no longer Google Podcasts. Google killed that. It's dead now. You could use YouTube, I think. YouTube Music, I think, does podcasts now for some fucked reason. But we're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. You can also find us on our home on Podbean. If you're really excited and want to tell us more about like what we should be doing in Cabela's Dangerous Hunts, tweet at us at Forsaf, F-O-U-R-S-A-A-F. Or if you've got like an excessively long guide that you for some reason want to send us, forsaf@gmail.com, you can email it to us for whatever reason. But yeah, tune in next week for more Primeval, or go find us on our YouTube or Twitch channels. Also just Forsaf, F-O-U-R-S-A-A-F, to watch the incredible gameplay that will be coming out one day. One day. Etra.
Our intro and outro music is Dream One by Magenta 6. Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.